In many a long legal battle, a settlement reached out of court marks the end of a contentious lawsuit. The opposing parties shake hands and sometimes even share an odd drop. Then they put the dispute behind them. That wasn't the case last Friday when Governor Lincoln Chafee, General Treasurer Gina Raimondo, and public employee union chiefs announced a settlement in union lawsuits challenging the state's 2011 pension overhaul that cut benefits for public workers and retirees. There were no high fives or sips of fizzy champagne. That's because even after 13 months of torturous closed-door negotiations, this agreement represents just the beginning of Rhode Island's never-ending debate over public employee pension benefits and their cost to both workers and taxpayers. The settlement restores a few cuts in public employee benefits and planes down some of the 2011 law's rough edges. Yet its main feature is the preservation of the bulk of the pension overhaul that trims state employee and retirement benefits, saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars, and launched the multi-billion dollar state retirement fund on a path to solvency over the next two decades. This carefully crafted compromise gave public workers and retirees a few concessions, but nothing that would threaten the viability of the system. It represents a big compromise by union leaders who, in effect, tacitly acknowledged that the generous benefits they once enjoyed are now consigned to the dustbin of Rhode Island political history because they're no longer sustainable given the size of our small state's economy and taxpayer base. Union leaders deserve credit for stepping up for the state they and their workers call home. This pact, if approved, would finally remove from the state's financial future the cloud of uncertainty caused by the six lawsuits filed against state government by unions. For a minuscule increase in state money 2 years from now, taxpayers get insurance against an adverse court decision that could hammer the taxpayer and even perhaps bring state government to the brink of bankruptcy. If you think Rhode Island received bad national press from the financial collapse of tiny Central Falls, just think what the rest of the country and the national business community would think of our state if we were mentioned in the same headlines as Detroit. This settlement represents a reversal by Raimondo, a Democrat locked in a three-way primary for her party's gubernatorial nomination. In December 2012, Chafee urged negotiations to settle the lawsuits. Raimondo, the major architect of the pension change, protested. She said at the time that she wanted to pursue the matter in court and insisted the state had a strong case. It was State Superior Court Judge Sarah Taft Carter who forced the talks by ordering the parties into mediation. What emerged last week looks like a reasonable deal. It also has the virtue of ending the lawyer's Lollapalooza that has sucked millions of taxpayer and worker dollars into the billable hour coffers of law firms. It's far from over. Now the serious political campaign to win support for the deal kicks off. First, six separate groups of public employees have to vote on it. If any of these groups reject it, the deal blows up. These nearly 70,000 workers and retirees, who range from millennial to geezer, have vastly different economic interests. They do have one thing in common, the desire for a solvent pension system. Some retirees are already urging no votes on social media. Fact is, most of the savings in the original overhaul and this settlement come from slicing cost of living adjustments to retirees. That wasn't done because the union negotiators and their lawyers sold out the retirees. It's just as Willie Sutton said about banks, where the money is. For this to pass, retirees will have to come to the same pragmatic view as the union leaders did, that it's better to get a 2% COLA now than force the system into insolvency and get nothing later. So, the state union leaders have their work cut out. They must convince their members this was the best deal they could negotiate and much better than risking a court reversal decision that would hurt their members even more. If the workers and retirees approve, the pact goes back to Judge Taft Carter for further approval. She has to certify the votes were fair and the parties acted in good faith. If that hurdle is cleared, the settlement would head to the General Assembly just months before all 113 members face election year voters. The Assembly has no choice but to take some kind of up or down vote on the deal. Any amendments would doom the settlement. It would be highly irresponsible for lawmakers to duck this tough issue. So prepare for a noisy, even foolish debate about a topic lots claim to know about but few are expert in. Ah, the vagaries of local politics in Rhode Island.